Okay, last candle. Perfect. I think I've got everything right. Fuck. I'm nervous. Okay. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna have to double check one more time. It's definitely a full moon out. I cut the electricity on the fuse box, so no power in the house. Candles are burning. I've got my artifacts in order and this incantation. Okay, stop being a pussy. I've got this. Cross-legged in the middle. Everything is perfect. Let's get this started. Buried deep below consciousness and time, I ask thee at the door of thy shrine. Darker amongst the blackest voids, O all-consuming Lord, please be rejoined. I ask thee for your will and aid, to grant me love desired, and turn with debts that surely will be paid. Praise be, Velazareth, demon prince. Awake from slumber. Nothing. What the fuck did I expect? He's not going to love you. Not even a fucking demon spell can make that happen. I knew this shit was a fucking joke anyway. I can't believe I did this. Whatever. Fuck. The candle got blown out. Can't see a fucking thing. Hello? Hello? Did this actually fucking work?
Silence. Don't move an inch. You've called for me. A silly, insolent girl requests my presence. What is it you wish? Typical. What a waste of this realm's energy. Wasted on stupid beings with frivolous and greedy desires that mean nothing. I already know what it is you seek. An unrequited love you wish to obtain. Such trivial matters couldn't actually concern you, right? Does my appearance frighten you? You can barely nod your head. Look at me. Not often I'm awakened and summoned to this actual hell of a place. And even more, rarely I am summoned for such an idiotic request. Did you think this was going to be fun? Did you assume this was going to be an anecdotal experience? With nothing to show for except illusions and a false sense of reality. Little darling, how about I make things a little easier for you to comprehend? A little easier for you to digest?
Body in lifetimes. Stop resisting. This will be easier if you simply succumb. I don't want to break something I've just come into ownership of. Move your leg. Yes, that's it. Walk forward for me. I need you mobile.
Stop fighting me.
This is of your own doing. Need I remind you of how foolish you are? Since I'm here, I will make the most out of it before I take your soul with me. How does that sound, little darling? Make it easier, and I can make it worth your while, lest your suffering become your wife's.
No.
Alas, that is unfortunate.
A penance is required for my satisfaction. First, however, you awaken to the correct truth, the realization of the actual doom in your face. Walk in front of that mirror. Yes, right there. Those pair of scissors. Pick them up. Do not struggle. Now, drag the blade across your palm. Yes, 5 times. Perfect. The blood that drips carries the essence of life, and by extension, the purity of your life's fulfillment. The more you drop, the more you're mine. Drag your hands across your face. Yes. Good girl. Look closer at your reflection, maggot. Look closer at your own eyes. What do you see? My eyes. Completely void, black, and burning. I'm in control, and you have no authority to command. Only I shall decide. Remove your shirt. In this darkness, and the moon's mildly coming in, I can see how delicious your topless skin is. Let us rejoice in thy bosom. Just like that. Any blood that stains your skin will be all the better. A mark of my presence. Tainting this once pure flower. Keep squeezing your breasts. Keep gazing into your reflection. No crying. You asked for this. Those tears would be more useful if they were on your pussy, rather than trickling down your face. We waste not. Remove your pants. Ah, yes. Beautiful figure. Women have proven over time to be strong and resilient. And then there's you. What an embarrassment. Move your gaze. You see that glass bottle over there? Yes, that one. Move towards it and take it. Now. Something might be working in your favor here. With each footstep you take, I can feel how wet you are. Slick and warm, trickling. Your mind protests, yet your body succumbed a long time ago. Now you have the bottle. Sit in the middle of that silly little circle again. Yes. Lean back just a little. Spread your legs. Touch your clit. Perfect. Now, rub it back and forth. So that's what's going to sway a ridiculous girl like you. It all makes sense now. You're a slut. And not just any kind of slut. One that doesn't know the right from wrong. Now on the cusp of eternal damnation. Filthy. Pathetic. Keep rubbing yourself. Keep rubbing that miserable cunt of yours. You might be more fun than I was expecting. Take your fingertips and slide them down your pussy lips. Yes. On each side. Slowly. Do you feel that sensation? Do you feel how your body responds to this dark evil inside of you? It loves it. And you're quivering in unadulterated lust. Now, take one of those slutty fingers and touch the very outside of your cunt. Right outside that worthless hole. Perfect. You see? You're gushing. What do you think about that? I can feel you being swayed. Give into me. Slide one finger in. Yes. That's it. Warm. Wet. Wanting. You prayed for a solution to an unrequited love, and now you're experiencing mine. Two now. Two fingers. Be a darling and fuck yourself with those two fingers. I'll relinquish some control. Only if you keep up the motion. How pleasurable. A weak-minded whore is so stimulating to me. Good job. That's it. You think God is here? Grab that bottle now, darling. Put the tip in your greedy cunt. If you're good, you shall receive a reward. It won't save your soul, though. It's too late for that. But it will give you temporary satisfaction. That's all you're after, right? That's all you care about. No different from all the other whores I've encountered in my existence. You'll love all that I have to show you when we're done. Focus on that feeling. Nothing else matters now. I feel your skin hot. Your sweat on your brow. The dark, delicious tingle in between your legs. Your greedy, wet hole needs to be taken care of. It doesn't matter by who or by what, does it? Little do you know, you were damned the moment you were conceived. This was fated. And now, you belong to me. Keep fucking yourself. Yeah, such a good job. The walls of your pussy are so tight around that bottle. Your body is willingly climbing back into it. Such a good girl. Keep fucking it. Yes, yes, yes. Come for me, and I'll give you a prize. Come for me, and you'll be rewarded, darling.
Fuck. Oh, yeah.
Dark-hearted girl. This is truly your nature. This welling sensation of grief and dread you have is nectar to me. Mixed in with insatiable pleasure makes it intoxicating. I wonder who that could be. Answer the door.
Oh my.
That's right. Is this not thy desire?
What's wrong with him? Why is he here?
You wanted this, right? You asked for love from this imbecile. Here, he stands. He doesn't know that, but that's not the matter. Lead him to the floor.
How is this possible?
He's under my influence, of course. You may call it sleepwalking. There are no bounds to the power that I have. As your reward, lay with him before I take you. Speak.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome, Dark Darling. Now, proceed as you wish. Your heart is racing. Your dread wanes. Speak.
This is everything I wanted.
That's more like it, whore. Now, put him in your mouth. Get him ready for you. Disgraceful. You can do better than that. Deeper. Deeper. All the way down. That is wonderful. You're proving yourself. All of that spit mixing with the blood on your hands. What a mess. You're ready, slut. Get on your hands and knees. Is this what you dreamed of? You're going to be fulfilled. But do not forget, you don't deserve love. You deserve to be fucked into oblivion. Yes, darling, yes. Revel in this. Fucked. Feel every inch of his cock thrusting you inside of you.
Thank you.
I knew it. Say it again.
Thank you.
Do you worship me?
Yes. Yes.
You're a stupid little cum whore. Are you not?
Yes.
Nothing else matters other than getting your needy pussy off, correct?
Yes.
Good girl.
Fuck.
Just fine as my little puppet by my side. Fine, until I break you personally. You're close, aren't you, my Lissa? It's okay. He's filling you while I consume your soul. Is it not a fair price to pay? You're almost on the brink. Listen to me. Don't come and say you. Be a good slut and say please. Ask me for permission.
Please.
Please what?
Please, can I come?
I don't think so. I don't think you've pleaded hard enough.
Please.
You're going to have to try a lot harder than that.
Please.
Please what?
Please, can I come?
Release yourself.
I'm coming.
A special surprise for you, darling. You'll wish you'd never been born.
Okay.
Good girl.
Is he going to be okay?
You're the one who led him to this fate. He will be fine. He will wake up tomorrow and think of it as a strange dream. However, this is no dream for you. I will be consuming you every waking moment. Only a small sacrifice to pay.